In only 2 days, you can move your career further, faster with a Harvard DCE Professional and Executive Development Program. Advance your leadership skills, craft smarter business strategies, build your network, and move your career in the right direction. You'll earn a certificate of completion, add Harvard to your CV, and become the leader you want to be. Our intensive programs are designed to fit into your busy schedule. Attend online or on the Harvard campus. Search Harvard Professional and Executive Development to learn more.
Look, I got my ducks in a row.
You guys ducked in a row, boys.
And we're rolling.
No,
and we're
don't.
Back on the show.
Oh, no, sorry. You don't.
There's a fourth duck,
you
son.
You got one that very much so not in a row.
The ducks are out of a row.
My ducks are in a row.
Oh, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back here in the duck call room.
I'm so ready to roll.
We've got Galvin who is all in spring.
Yep. It's that time.
Hey, I'm ready.
It's March.
Stuff is blooming.
That's right.
I've sneezed.
The crappie's on the bank.
A million right. times today, right. And I've never been happier.
It's just strange to see Galvin out of earth tones. It's just...
Well, he looks good.
I'm not saying
that's
he doesn't.
Got a good color about him.
I love it. It brings out them baby blues. I'm in. This is in no way making fun of him. It's odd to see.
Hey, I'm a good-looking feller.
A fine figure of a man.
Been saying it for years. Hey,
see?
That shirt's terrifying. That is a crazy-looking fish.
Well, he been in a cornfield all night.
Hey.
So,
you ever seen them corn-fed bucks?
Hey, corn makes everything better.
This is true.
It makes whiskey.
It makes whiskey.
There you go.
That's it.
Sound like a Luke Bryan song.
And it makes my woman get frisky.
Oh, boy. Okay. Moving on. But we got to edit a whole episode again.
I don't want to hear that.
Oh, we ain't got to do nothing.
Hey, no.
Hey. I don't know.
It is great that it's spring.
It is.
And I'm so happy.
It's borderline early summer.
And it is.
No. I know. It's hot.
Yeah.
I'm about to whip out the tank top.
But it's fixing to rain.
Thank God, because we need some of that yellow dust to settle down. It has come with a vengeance down here, which, I mean, I'm sure you can hear my nasally self. I've succumbed to the sickness of the boys. Not quite. It's just a cold. It ain't nothing.
Just making sure.
Yeah, they're negative for everything. So, but then they got old dad.
They checked him twice.
I guess if you blow enough snot into your dad's face while you're cleaning everything, you get it.
You get it.
It is what it is. I'm all right though. But the pollen ain't helping nothing.
But the time's gonna change.
I know.
The time change? Is this the last time change?
This is the last time it changes.
I don't know if that's true yet or not.
I hope it is.
But please call your local state politician. March on Washington. We finally have something that we can all agree on, and we need to take to the streets.
Which one are we going with? Are we going with the one that's coming?
No. There's no debate here. We need an extra hour at night.
I'm not debating. I'm just asking which one they decided to stick with. I'm cool with whichever one they go with. Just quit changing it.
I'm not cool with whichever one they go with.
You can't stick with the one now because when it gets 7 o'clock, it's done 2 hours of daylight.
In the morning?
Yeah.
So we're going with the other one.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I want it to be daylight at 9 p.m.
When is this supposed to take place?
Okay. That's what I'm talking about.
There's a rumor that after this time change, I think politicians stink, but if you're listening, which you're not because you're not listening to people, I just went hard in the paint there, that after this one, the Senate's approved it, Congress hadn't, and they'll never change the clocks again.
Yep.
And your boy will be on top of the world.
But I thought I read we changed this time.
I don't believe that.
And we changed, but we changed next fall, and then it sticks.
No.
Is that not what it is?
I will march on Washington if they do that.
Why would they do that?
I don't believe that.
I don't want it to happen. Do you know how much happier I would be if during duck season I got to wake up at like 5:30 to go duck hunting?
Oh, praise the Lord.
Instead of having to wake up at 4:30 or 3 or whatever.
That's what I'm talking about.
I mean, you would just be in a better mood. Like, of course, them 10 o'clock mallards is now going to be 11 o'clock mallards.
That's right.
I mean, Phil's whole spiel during duck season is going to have to change.
Yeah.
But it's spring.
Well, I've seen some things happen here around 4 or 5. 5 o'clock, I'll tell you.
Well, it'll be like 8 or 9 o'clock.
Yeah. It's gonna be wild.
Shooting hours is gonna be 8:58.
That sounds fantastic.
Amazing.
It really does.
I'll take my kids to school in the dark. I don't like getting off work and it being dark outside.
Yeah, walking outside, like, because we ain't got no windows anyway. So, like, when you walk around the front door of this place and you're like, it's pitch black.
It's bedtime.
Yeah, come it. You know, well, then you still got 4 hours till you can put your kids to bed. And you're like, well, this isn't no fun. Like, talk about being a captive audience. Like, they got me now. But, yeah, when you can play outside with them till 8 o'clock.
Oh, like, the day is
so they'll sleep all night. They'll be so wore out.
That's good. I'm in.
March is one of the top probably 3 months of the year.
Is it?
Easy.
For what?
Everything.
Oh, really?
Life.
Really?
I love it.
Do you?
Oh, it's great. Don't you think?
Mark.
I think I'm more of an April kind of
guy. Crawfish. Crappie.
But it's like, it's the change happens. So you've been all sad. Imagine if it snowed here. Ugh. But you've been all like, oh, it's all dark outside and it's cold. And then it's like.
It's the resurrection in nature.
Here we come.
Life begins again.
And it does that.
And the sun.
With a vengeance.
Yeah. Comes in like a lion.
Oh, yeah.
Goes out like a lamb. That's why we got tornado threats tonight. But by the way,
bring them on.
Can we talk to the tornadoes? Y'all quit coming at night. The fight during the daytime. Let us at least know it's coming.
Fair fights are nice.
We used to never get these things during the middle of the night. Now every time I go to bed.
We used to never get tornadoes.
Yeah, we now tornado alley over here. That's just, especially out there by you. They like that little gap in them hills right there.
I know. I can watch them go by.
You're on the right side of the hill.
We seen one time when Johanna was a baby. She was probably 6 or 7. And it'd win. It got just ominous, you know, the color of the clouds. And it just looked weird. And I looked out there and I seen this little tail just go. Just like that. I said, that was a tornado.
Yeah.
I just saw a tornado.
Touchdown.
Get my bicycle inside. Get my bicycle inside.
My bicycle got to go.
Yeah, them naders are way cooler when they're out there in the Midwest going through like wheat fields. And ain't nobody's stuff getting tore up. No. I mean, I feel bad for the farmer.
And ain't no pickets out there. You can see where they're going. You can get away from them.
Yeah, you can move.
You can't get away from them here.
No, you just look up and you're like, oh, there went somebody's porch.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's like, you don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
I don't know why they just can't come in the daylight. Every time around here, it's middle of the night.
It is.
It is.
Always is.
So I'm sure tonight our phones will go off and it'll be a mad scramble to get kids and everything and, you know, just
go get in
the
hall.
I go with the sleep through it approach.
Sleep through.
That works every time but once.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Kind of like size poker game.
He's got a 50-50 chance.
50-50, boys.
That all in works every time but once, don't it, son?
That's it, boys. But it's a lot of fun.
It's a good time while it rides.
Let it ride.
Adrenaline. You can't even enjoy the adrenaline because you're asleep.
Yeah, I'm good. I don't like being scared. I didn't even know it was going to rain.
Oh, Lord.
I don't even look at the like, whatever.
Look, I watch that Reed Timmer guy.
Who's Reed?
That's that extreme meteorologist guy. He's starting to crowd Louisiana. That means if he's here.
Oh, boy.
Ooh.
He ain't no Jim Cantore.
I don't know him.
Jim Cantore don't know Jack. Reed? He on the ball.
Jim, I'm sorry for what Mark.
Jim, he's back in the studio now.
Yeah, Jim knows. Yeah, because he kept picking the wrong places, or maybe he was picking the right place. Maybe he didn't want to be involved in them.
Is he who was out on the side of the road in front of Duck Commander when it snowed?
I don't know. Was there somebody here?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
he's up the street.
Oh,
it was close enough. He was in front of Waffle House technically, which is where I'd have been too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He just walked outside.
I'll be in there in a minute, mother. Mother and covered.
Yeah. There is a likely risk of severe weather today.
A likely risk.
Nobody tells me anything until y'all just told me. Yeah. 2 a.m. Oh man,
hey, that's what I'm talking
about.
You're
gonna be sleeping through it. You'll sleep through. I'll call you.
Your boy gonna sleep. I ain't gonna hear it.
And Si got a lot to say today. That's fine. Yeah.
Hey, I'm just y'all talking about all this weather and the time change.
Does your knee hurt?
No.
That ain't gonna do it to you.
No, it's over. That's all of it.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
When is the time going to change?
When it changes?
No.
I think 2 weeks from now.
Oh.
You'll never notice it, Si.
I know.
No.
Like
the end of this
week. It just passes me by, boy.
It changes Saturday night?
Of which this episode airs.
Oh. Okay.
Bam, we filmed it ahead of time.
There you go.
Yeah,
we do.
The March 12th.
March 12th,
which is a Sunday.
Did our Congress vote on this?
No, because they're all worried about stuff nobody cares about.
I got a question. I'm gonna be over in Virginia then, so I'm already gonna be sprung forward a little bit.
Oh, you're gonna be so jacked up.
There is nothing that boggles intelligent humans quite like a time change. I mean,
time zones are the worst.
Time zones.
But I understand them greatly.
So I'm going to have to spring forward my clock for 2 hours instead of 1 hour.
You ain't going to have to do nothing except leave your cell phone on. It'll do it for you.
Yeah. Boy.
That's the only thing you need to do.
The microwave.
Well, you can fix that when you get home.
They make those these days.
And your radio in itself. Your truck.
Yeah.
Radio in
You'll
the truck.
You'll have to change
radio
all that. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
If but I'm ever
you
president.
You got to change your watch.
Yep. Got to change your watch.
I do. But when in doubt, just look at your phone.
You ought to have two. Just set that in the drawer and get the other. And then when it changes, swap them back.
Switch watch.
You don't have to mess with
no,
all that.
No, the spring forward is the best. That's like two clicks and you're done. It's that one where you got to chase it all the way back around. It's aggravating.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
When you fall back.
Don't be aggravated. Just get another watch.
That was like when I first went to visit my mom and dad when they moved to – Daddy was working in Arizona.
He's back, baby. All right.
No. We got there after a long drive.
You had the spring
18-hour
forward.
Drive, something like that. Okay, and we're laying in the bed. And Mama started laughing. She's in her bed. She's laughing. And I said, what are you laughing about? She said, you and your wife in there talking? She said, have you figured out what the problem is? And I said, what are you talking about? She said, oh, you're going to lay there for 4, 5, 6 hours. Because I did it when I first come out here.
Oh, with the time changing?
No, there's no insects in Arizona.
What happened?
They got them big old spiders over
there. No. I'm telling you, there's no insects like there is in Louisiana. Okay.
Well, I guess if I had spiders that big, I'd be no insects.
We got in bed, everything shut off, no TV, no noise, nothing.
Oh, yeah, I'm off that.
Birds, okay, and insects at night in Louisiana, they make a lot of noise.
That's true.
Aren't you right?
Okay. So does that white noise machine.
And I'm laying there and talking about, what is going on here? Something ain't right.
Too quiet.
It's not normal.
Too quiet.
Yeah. And my mom was in there laughing. She said, you figured out what? And I said, I know what it is now. There is no buzzing. There are no mosquitoes biting you.
Kept waiting on that tree.
That's peaceful.
I said, okay, now, yeah, I understand.
You know what else you didn't have?
What?
My pillow.
Well, that may
have been. 2.0, shameless plug.
I might have been with too.
And you weren't on a helix. I don't know how you ever even slept.
Better sleep and quiet.
I don't know if I could live up in Alaska.
What?
You could.
No, you couldn't.
Because
it'd only be daylight like 3 hours a day.
Yeah.
You would thrive there.
I went up there.
I
don't know.
I would never make it.
Them folks up there are so laid back.
Kind of like you?
Kind of like slow motion. Yeah.
There you go.
Well, that's like the bunch in Michigan that I just got last weekend.
What were they doing?
Huh?
Drinking?
No.
No, I'm kidding.
They got nothing better to do.
These are outdoor
people. It's too cold.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, cold don't bother them.
They have big families up there.
Yeah, and they don't, they have big families.
Yeah, all born in July.
November.
Because they're conceived in the wintertime.
pieced that one together, didn't we?
No, I'm telling you, hey, look, y'all, we had 1,000 people up there, and look, they had me good because they had about 4 or 5 heaters around me. But all the rest of them was out there just in the cold.
Freezing.
Foot of snow on the ground.
No, they wasn't freezing.
No, they wasn't.
I've been up there in a deal outside like that.
Yeah.
They were freezing.
First question I had to ask them, I said, hey, whose bright idea was this to do this outdoors?
Yeah.
In the wintertime up here?
Was there snow?
Was there snow?
We were behind the recreation center.
About a foot deep.
How about going through that door right there?
Yeah. And a lot of ice. Yeah. Try that. Yeah, because all the ducks and all the animals, because there was animals everywhere, deer everywhere, turkeys everywhere, ducks, geese everywhere, but they're sitting on ice.
I don't like sitting on ice.
This was the whole spring is here episode. Right. We went straight to
spring. We're back to winter. Here.
We're
get
back
out of,
to winter.
Get out of the winter time.
I did.
The winter. Winter should end directly after Christmas Day.
I'm with you.
December 26th should be spring. Should be 80 degrees, sunny.
Well, it almost was.
And we should go swimming.
Yeah. I mean, most of duck season was like that.
You don't like swimming?
That's about
not in cold water.
That's why I said it needs to be 80 degrees.
The water?
Just outside.
Now you're going to mess up everything.
That was the rule in my house when I was a kid. We couldn't go swim until it was 80 degrees outside. So we'd call time and temperature 100 times.
79.
And be
79.
The current time is 10:48 a.m. The temperature is 78 degrees. And then we'd call back 10 minutes later hoping it'd say 80. And when it said 80, we're like, Mom,
we're going to the pond.
They said it.
Once time and temperature said it, there are kids listening right now, and I just realized how old I am, that have no clue why anyone would call a phone number, but that was the only way to know the temperature back then.
They certainly didn't know you called it from a phone that was in your house.
Yeah, hooked to the wall.
Not one that you toted with you.
Do you remember your childhood phone number?
396-2764.
Don't say it out loud. People are going to call it.
I don't live there no more.
You don't live
your
there.
Your mom does.
She's basically moved in with us right now. She ain't
there. She's living with the kids.
I know mine, but it's still my parents' phone number.
396.
I don't know who lives in my house now.
No,
that's Johnny's Pizza.
That's Johnny's Pizza. Johnny's Pizza, baby.
That's Johnny's on Wallace, baby.
Johnny's on Wallace.
Y'all call there and hit us with that delivery.
Yeah, I'll give out my address if y'all do that.
He said, "Y'all give me his address."
2916 North Savage Street.
I remember all those phone numbers from. I mean, that's crazy. Like, my grandparents' phone numbers, I remember both theirs.
I remember my best friend's Blaze's phone number. I'd call him all the time, and it would be to, hey, tell your mom to bring you over here.
Yeah. Same way with Clark's.
I thought you was going to say, what's the temperature?
Well, he never knew either.
What was time and temperature? It was like 397-1000 or something.
I had a big sister who was in charge. I think it's still a thing.
Is it really?
We're about to call it.
I think we call it, boy.
I wonder who sponsors it now. It used to always be some bank. Like it was
the time and temperature of the day. See, the problem is if you type in time and temperature on Google, it just tells you that it's 309 and that it's 79 degrees.
Oh, that's lame.
No swimming.
That's no fun. You can't go swimming today.
No swimming.
79.
You need to get that skimmer out there and get that pollen off.
I
noticed that last night. Me and Johanna was grilling. She cooked us up some steaks, and I was looking at my sink over there outside on my porch, and I said that there's pollen on there. It's already started.
It's been there about a week now.
It
started. I got my water hose, hosed everything. Ooh, I gotta take him fish guts off.
Yep, sure do.
What they make you listen to an ad? For emergencies in your home. I just want the time and the temperature. I don't want.
Don't be throwing that. That's the same thing everybody does to this podcast.
That's it, boy.
That ad space is valuable now.
I don't even know what that ad was for. I wanted the time and I wanted the temperature. We're to entertain, though. We can have ads. We're not informative.
Tomato, tomato. Yeah, we're really not informative.
See?
Yeah.
Nobody's listening to us for important information, like what time it is or what the temperature is.
Yeah, they don't care. They just look down at their phone.
Now that I'm older, I'm considering why we just didn't buy a thermometer.
Or a clock.
And hook it outside your window where you could see it.
Yeah.
Really seems
Why didn't you just turn on the weather channel?
Well, that's only every 8 minutes, 10 minutes on the AIDS.
Yeah.
Seems like
you couldn't wait that long.
We never seen.
Nah, I want to go swimming, man.
So you were the start of instant gratification. That's what.
That's what it is.
Time and temperature. The downfall of society.
Entitled,
time and temperature.
The entitled generation.
The phone number to time and temperature.
Unbelievable.
Why don't you start one?
What?
A time and temperature.
Yeah, you can do like
give Kramer. Your number out. Somebody called you.
You know, like Kramer did on Seinfeld. You can give movie reviews.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna do that when people call the store from now on. The current time is.
No, you ought to just say the water temperature on Lake Darbonne is 62 degrees.
There you go. All you gotta do is call me, ain't he?
Yeah.
Well, people call me and ask me all the time. I'm like, I ain't there, bro. I don't know.
Yeah. You just start telling them water temperatures of local lakes. That's
the water temperature of Caney Lake is
62 degrees.
Is that correct?
That means, is incorrect.
It's definitely 64. And they're on the bank.
But, and they're on the bank.
They're in the mouth. Get you a bobber and a 32nd ounce double cross hook with a crappie magnet on it.
What's a bobber?
A cork.
A bobber, a cork.
He's
cork. Cork, what I call it. Bobber.
Yeah.
I wanted to... other people to understand what I'm saying.
It is. Well, it depends on if you're using a cork or a bobber.
Look, people say it's float. I call it a cork, but they'll call it a float, a bobber, a strike indicator.
Who's got time to say
just
strike
say cork.
Indicator.
I got a cork. You got a cork? It's made out of cork.
If it's made out of cork, you can call it a cork. If it's made out of styrofoam or plastic, it's a bobber. I'm sticking.
Why don't you just call it a plastic?
Well, that could be anything.
Did you call it a cork? I got a cork. No, I got a plastic.
No, you got a bobber.
No.
You got to be careful with plastic. They can make anything these days.
I had one the other day. It was defected. It kept sinking.
Are you sure it wasn't just a fish on?
It was. Every time I'd have a fish on there. I said, this cork is defective. Take it out.
That's right.
Spring's here.
The cork is defective. It keeps going under.
Well, let's defect into our next break. We'll be back right after this. I'm for one anti-pool.
Me too.
Are you anti-pool
to somebody's
house? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
If somebody else wants to have one invite you over, I'm cool with that kind of pool.
That's why we got a golf cart.
I got a boat. That's enough trouble to take care of.
I got a golf cart that can get me to about 8 different pools.
Yeah.
Not invited to all of them. Like Jason Missy's, it'd probably be weird if I was just in their pool all of a sudden.
Well, you got a lake. You can just jump in the lake.
Yeah.
I've been in that lake pond thing. Yeah.
So have me and Goblin.
Yep. So it's that.
Yes, I've been in there too.
When were y'all in my pond? Or my neighborhood pond?
Duck Dynasty.
Duck Dynasty.
So I told them boys, he said, you better take this mic off me.
Yep.
You better take this mic off.
I'm going in the pond.
And
they
look.
They didn't move.
Yeah. This was in the August.
It was hot.
Hottest month of the year.
We're
wearing hunting clothes and waders.
And that's what made you jump in?
Yeah, and I told him, I said, hey, you better do something with this mic because I'm going to get wet. Well, hey, they hard-headed. They didn't listen.
He said, no, you ain't going to get
then
wet.
Then all they hear is,
he went off that pier.
Flash.
Tarzan yell
off the pier.
Tarzan yell off the pier. And look,
I can confirm he was not airborne that long.
Yeah. Hey, but, and my glasses fell off.
That happened.
I slipped out of the waders, didn't have any shoes on, and I actually felt the bottom till I felt my glasses, picked them up with my toe.
Yep.
And got him.
Ingenuity.
He didn't even grab him with his hand. He just stuck him back on with his toe. Just stuck him back on.
That's wild.
Are you that flexible?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he can be in like a tape measure.
Hey.
It cracks when it does?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, hey, guess what?
And then rolls back up, too.
$1,000 mic.
He gone.
Yeah. And then them guys said, hey,
we got waterproof mics all the time.
I said, hey, I said, look, I told y'all, did not listen.
See, the problem with a pool, though, is like they can tell when you pee in it. You just jump in the lake. I ain't got a clue.
How can they tell?
That's right.
Well, I mean, generally a pretty warm current around.
Everybody pees in the pool.
You wear a black suit, hey, you just go ahead and,
Do y'all pee in your parents' pool?
We got to go back. Everybody pees in the pool?
Everybody.
Oh, everybody does.
If it wouldn't, it'd just be a ool.
That's right.
That's right.
See? I'm telling you.
See, we got on this because Beth, our producer, was asking whether there's not a lot of pools in West Monroe, and I think we just found the answer.
This is redneck. Okay, they gonna pee in the pool.
If people say they ain't peeing in the pool, they lie.
That's the bottom line.
The only way
Beth is saying she has never. I will not say I've never peed in a pool because you know sometimes you just have fun. You can't
it's
get
got
out.
A filter on it.
If I get waist deep in water, I'm taking a leak. I can just go ahead and tell you that right now.
Even in a pool.
Hey. Yeah.
What about a hot tub?
Hey.
I ain't making no human soup.
Not even like you and your wife out on a anniversary trip. There's a hot tub. Are you going to pee in it?
Boy, there's a hot tub.
I'll let her get out of the hot tub, and then I'll be in there taking a leak in the bathroom or off the porch.
See, you ain't got to go far. I'm not saying you got to, like, go to the bathroom. Like, come to my parents' pool. There's
shrubs.
There's naked rear ends in every direction, seeing if they can pee over the fence. It's my kids. They're crazy.
They still can.
Yeah.
My hat's off to them.
It's impressive.
Those days have subsided. So,
but yeah, they don't pee in the pool. I don't think.
Yeah.
They do.
Your kids? How old's Carter?
If they pee in the pool, they're peeing way too much because they pee every five. They get out of the pool, go pee somewhere in the grass.
Yeah. Well, that's when they're dribbling because they didn't get it all out over there trying to reach over the fence.
Oh, they peed in the pool.
But guaranteed. Your little daughter definitely pee in the pool.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
She gets out and goes to the bathroom.
Well, one out of three.
She goes in there and gets her some more juice. One of them things she pokes a straw in.
Well,
Capri Sun.
I know what I'm That's talking what to my kids about tonight.
Peeing in the pool?
Yeah.
Look.
It's got a filter on it.
Yeah, and it's sterile. You're in it sterile.
Am I the only one in this podcast that is anti-peeing in a pool?
No, well, this is why I'm anti-water parks. I mean, I just don't go down the lazy Band-Aid River. That's not my deal.
There you go.
It's all fun and games till that Band-Aid go.
That is so gross.
Till you see SpongeBob come floating by you. You're like, nope, I'm out. Mm-mm. Nope, I'm out on that.
We're not going to water parks this year, hopefully.
Oh, you going?
Oh, yeah.
We went last spring break.
If you got kids, you going.
You're going.
We went to that indoor one at the Great Wolf Lodge, which is like a sweat sauna and an indoor water park.
Yeah, that's good. That way the sun can't kill all the bacteria in the water. That's a good call. That's a brilliant one.
It's like you jump into a pool of hand sanitizer.
Hey, that was fun. Oh, wow. We took Johanna and Brooke over. I got the Harry Potter wand and would run around all them floors touching that
stuff. Oh, we didn't do that.
That
was extra money. I was like, kids, look, pizza, which I'm into.
Oh, yeah. All you can eat, baby.
Yeah, sign me up for that station.
There's nothing more fun than pizza and a water slide. That's all I'm saying. And it's not summer yet, but
you can put whatever you want to with pizza, and I'm going to have a pretty good time.
See?
You can fill in the backside of that with water slide, duck hunt.
Boy, I'd like
fishing
to have
trip.
A big old piece of pizza, just a whole, I'd eat 14-incher.
Would you? It's been that long? Sweep the kitchen?
We went over and eat at the pizza place after church the other day, and I sliced me a piece, but...
What'd it do for you?
What pizza place?
When I was in Europe, I had a place we had pizza, and a 12-inch pizza. Just roll it up like a hot dog and eat it.
And it'd melt in your mouth. Good.
That'd be awesome.
Oh, no. It'd melt in your mouth.
I ate pizza rolls for dinner the other night. Because
I had the salad.
Totino's?
Yeah, I was on my own.
That's legit.
And now my kids ain't going to have enough pizza rolls for the next time they want it.
He ate them all, boy.
They were so good.
That'd be all right.
Where did you go? What pizza place did you go to after church the other night?
You got to know.
Johnny's.
You got to know.
Johnny's?
Yeah.
I'm just checking.
Ain't nobody been to Pizza Hut since me and you quit going there when they closed down the lunch buffet.
You know.
But I had a salad
If you say
bomb.
$5 all-you-can-eat pizza buffet, I don't care.
I'll go sit it out until you put a good one out there.
I don't care what name's on the door. I'm going.
He's going, boy.
Yeah. I'd sit it out with you, wait on a good one.
Then when the Johnny's Pizza Buffet opened back up, me and Martin tried to...
That's a good one. Yeah, what's crazy is nobody believes me. My favorite thing about the Johnny's Pizza Buffet is the salad bar.
It's good.
Yeah. You can't get all them toppings. You can't get like pickled okra and dadgum black olives and all
I
that. Any
doing,
other
I
salad
ain't
bar.
Doing that.
What? Either one of them? Well, sorry.
But pizza places.
But I get them little chunks of ham and onions.
Oh, them little
cheese.
Square hams. They've been processed so much.
That's what I'm
so
saying.
Good.
The good news about the okra is at least I know it's okra. That ham, I ain't real sure what they've cubed up with that.
And I don't
well,
care because
no slimy okra.
And I don't know who has to boil all them eggs and chop them up, but God bless them.
They
I love a boiled
like
egg.
They show up from China like that. It's
Do
awesome.
They?
I don't know, but it's good.
They is beat that them the chicken of China,
they
Chinese
just
chicken?
Beat them with a saucer.
You're checking your brain. Stop your brain. No, remember when COVID finally was like, hey, you can eat a buffet again. Me and Martin said, we're going to John. Like, we called like months in advance. Is the buffet back open?
Yeah, we check like once a month.
And all that money they made from delivering pizzas through all that time, me and Martin wiped out in one afternoon.
Man, I hurt that place. I remember. I walked out of there like, oh, wow.
Derek saw us coming and said, uh-oh.
Yeah, we didn't get our discount.
I said, go
ahead. He knew what was going to happen.
Just run them. You know the ones.
Yeah, it's us. Yeah, they see us walk through the door. They're like, well, there went the margins.
Wow. It's us again.
Gonna need to sell these to four more kids. That way we'll make our money back. But I do. Man, why is pizza so good?
We could talk about it.
I don't know.
I got strong opinions on pizza.
I'm sorry, Gavin, that you have to not partake in it as often or as frequently as you used to.
Boy, it was good.
That was always the go-to around here. If you wanted this crew to work through lunch to get something done,
pizza.
Like, hey, we got 10 Johnny's Pizzas showing up at about 12:30. You ought to see how much stuff they put in a box in, son. All you had to do was get them free pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Best thing going.
Works every time.
I'm trying to think of all the pleasures in life if there's one better than free pizza.
Free pizza.
I don't think there is.
It certainly ain't a swimming pool. I can assure you.
No, it ain't a swimming pool.
Pizza while sitting beside a swimming pool. It don't get much better.
That sounds like a good pool. I'd go to that one.
Sounds like a good time.
There you go. Well, let's take another break. We'll be back right after this.
At Nukes for church every Wednesday, we go to Nukes. I do get the pizza there. The veggie pizza with the cauliflower crust.
Oh.
And one of them side salads.
That's how you know pizza's the greatest thing ever made. Whenever you can say veggie pizza and a cauliflower crust.
Well, I like them.
It just makes me sad.
It's still good.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'd eat it.
Them red bell peppers and them mushrooms and them yeller bell peppers.
But when you start talking about
onion,
pepperoni and ham and sausage.
Yeah, I can put that on there too.
Yeah.
I can have the pepperoni.
I make a good stew with that.
I can have meat.
A good stew.
A good stew with cauliflower.
No, crust. No, with bell peppers, onions, all the different color bell peppers. Onions, and then
goes
a filet mignon, cut it up in little chunks.
And put it on pizza?
No, and put it on in that stew I make.
When did we get
that? Oh, no, hey, it takes you about...
You put tomatoes on.
Why have I never had your stew?
It takes you about... 15 minutes.
The only thing the man ever served me was fried spam.
No. And
you make a...
That's actually in the stew.
No. That stew, I'm telling you.
Unbelievable.
Especially when you buy the little round filet mignons.
When you going to build it again?
What other shapes do filet mignons come in?
I don't know.
Oh, no, that's fine.
Wendy's got square ones.
I'm still mad. The only thing the man's ever served me is fried spam with a jalapeno on a piece of bread.
That's it. Hey, that's pretty good.
It was good. It's hot, but it was good.
It's good.
Yeah.
I love fried spam.
Y'all making me hungry.
I'm not going to back away from it.
There's somebody on a giraffe.
We'll show that come to email segment.
All right, well, hey.
Kind of going through them as we go.
I like it.
There you go. So you're a stew maker.
Oh, yeah.
Stew maker.
What do you call it? Just stew?
Mulligan
stew?
It's just a little stew.
Okay. You eat it over rice or potatoes?
No, we started eating it over noodles.
Noodle.
Yeah, and you could get your favorite noodles. I don't remember what they are. They're Italian.
Well, yeah.
No. But I'm talking about these are Italian. They're
spaghetti.
Ain't spaghetti.
What shape are they?
Let's go.
Bow ties?
No, it's a little round thing.
Little round thing.
Ravioli?
No, that's a
elbows.
Gnocchi?
That's the elbow things, yeah.
Macaroni?
No, not macaroni.
It's elbows.
We tried
elbow noodles.
You talking about like cavatappi?
Well, they're about...
I didn't know we were all so well-versed in different noodles.
I love pasta.
Did you see the pasta restaurants in town?
They're about 1.5 inches long and pretty thick.
Pretty thick.
Gnocchi.
No,
G-N-O-C-H-I.
Not gnocchi.
I don't have
gnocchi made out of potatoes. I ain't making no gnocchi. Gnocchi good, though. Gnocchi fire.
Well, I remember when I was a kid going to the deer camp. Uncle Tad, he'd make a stew, and it was thick, and it was like deep red.
Oh, like mulligan.
It was a gravy.
Like a squirrel mulligan?
No, no, you like, you, hey, we put like squirrel, Jersey deer, Joe.
Yeah.
Potatoes, like Jersey Joe does.
And let me tell you, you could put you a piece of light bread down and put that on top of it, and some. You could go
Jersey
to town.
Jersey Joe does that.
What is that? Which one you got?
No, that top right.
Lasagna?
No, it ain't lasagna.
That's lasagna.
Well, hey. This is just macaroni, and it's about an inch and a half, 2 inches.
Ain't that a dance, a macaroni?
Penny pasta, like a little tube?
Yeah.
Penny pasta. Yeah. We got there. Yeah. Very important to know your types of pasta. Or is it rigatoni?
All right, it ain't no rigatoni.
Rigatoni riggy.
It was one of my aunts, she's of Italian descent.
Your aunt?
And, hey, you know, she that's all she cooked was that type.
Mm.
When it was mac and cheese, that was what it was. It was that.
A rigatoni cheese. Noodle instead of macaroni?
Yeah.
Ziti?
Yeah. Oh, it's good.
Baked ziti's good.
Y'all just showing out now.
I'm reading.
No, hey, she made some good.
Well, I mean, you got to think. Most pasta dishes are like deconstructed pizza. So, like, yeah, I'm in. I mean, we've talked about how much we love pizza. So, like,
I had a pasta for lunch today.
That's what I'm talking about.
Thank you, Factor Meals.
There you go. Hey,
pasta goes good with everything.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Like rice.
People say it's bad for you.
Yeah.
Like, it'll make you heavy. The skinniest I've ever been in my life. I ate pasta every day.
What, in Italy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was tiny. No clothes fell off.
He was tiny.
Couldn't gain weight, and I just kept eating pasta.
I'm going to go with that had less to do with your diet and more with your activity level.
Probably
but
true.
I'm just,
it was a very good time in life. Pasta every day at lunch.
But I'm you just talking saying. About that red sauce, Georgie Joe cooks that.
Does he?
Yeah.
So,
I mean, no.
That boy can cook.
Yeah, it'll make you slap your mama.
He's about half or whole Italian himself.
Yeah.
I think he's whole Jersey.
He puts some good food together.
He does.
Jersey Joe.
Yeah.
Jersey Joe.
Johnny D trying to figure out who it is.
I don't know who Jersey Joe is.
That's another one of Phil's misfits down there.
That's right.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, he can cook.
But the boy can cook. I will give
him this one is actually, like, worth having around.
Yeah. Yep.
He's beneficial. Most of Phil's are just projects that end up costing you more than that.
Well, it's
arguably
look worth. Out.
But no, Jersey Joe
pulls his own weight. Let's put it that way.
He's kind of like Burley.
Yeah.
Like they're in. Like come on in. Yeah.
Burley's the
main.
Yeah,
everything good with him. Red, we're gonna have to revisit. But
he was at the store the other day.
Jimmy Red?
Mm-hmm.
Oh Lord.
He buy something?
No, he said he had to go get a check from Miss Kay first.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you sell him some of that soap?
Was them pockets full?
Y'all are being mean. No, he's coming back by Falcon.
No, but I guarantee you'd have clipped him for another $250 if you had a fountain drink machine.
Oh, yeah. That's right. He's going to go buy him.
Well, a couple of pack of Marlboros.
And a pack of Marlboros and a can of Copenhagen.
Every day.
I said.
Every day?
I said, why don't you just buy a roll of snuff? He said, I can't afford that.
That ain't good for you.
Yeah. He go 10 days in a row, but he ain't going to buy one. That's wild. That's first thing he do when he wake up in the morning was head to VJ's.
Yep.
VJ's.
A 17-mile ride to the gas station.
Yep. Every day.
I don't know what he had against stocking it at his house.
Me either.
I love a gas station, though.
I do, too, if they got good stuff in it.
All gas stations got pretty good stuff.
Nah, but there's some. Like, the gas stations really peak once you get down there close to Interstate 10.
Oh, yeah.
That's true. That's
when you can they get got that boudin in there.
Get them boudin egg rolls, them cracklings. Even though I did stop at a place the other day down there on my way down, their cracklings were obviously cooked after their catfish special.
Yeah.
I was sad.
Yeah. That ain't no good.
It was like, man, that's a crackling.
Little fishy.
With a little farm-raised catfish.
Yeah, no.
In fairness, I still ate them. I kept trying to figure out if it was just a bad one or if it was a whole batch. Turns out it was a whole batch because I ate every one of them. But they just, it did make me sad. I was like, I should have just bought the catfish then.
Yeah.
If this is what I was going to eat. I don't know why fish ruins grease. Like, but, you know, my grandma used to have one. Like, when she's savoring strainer oil, she'd write fish on that one. And then everything else was fried in everything else. But fish had its own little container over there. That was right next to the bacon grease container.
Well, that ought to tell you something right there.
Yep. Her little fry, Daddy, she cooked like three pieces at a time. Standing there on that stove.
All she could eat. I don't need but three.
Now we got them baskets that'll cook for an army.
Oh, yeah. Mm. And we fill them up, too.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, that's something I keep eating.
What's that?
Fried fish.
You eat it?
You betcha.
What do you fry it in?
Peanut oil.
Amen. What kind of batter you got on it?
I got flour.
Almond flour?
No.
Hey, some things in life you can't go to the dark side.
You can't substitute.
Amen.
Life's too short, ain't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's reward day, see.
What day is that?
That's about every day, but
it just depends on what day he catches them.
Yeah.
Well, Mama says you keep fish today.
And if Johanna's cooking already or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What y'all having tonight?
I don't know.
She's a meal prepper. She already got her menu done.
For all week.
Yeah.
She's something.
You're gonna miss her when she moves back out, ain't you?
Yeah. Ain't gonna be long.
Yeah.
They doing the paperwork now in that house.
Oh Lord.
Paper.
Goblin going back. He was an empty nester. Then he got re-nested. Mm-hmm. Now he's going to be empty again.
Well, Miss Paula, she done checked out the backyard. They out in the country. She said, we can put that feeder out back there by that pond. I got a pond. We'll put a feeder out back there.
That's right. Hey.
And she done figured out where to get the deer.
Then we be frying fish.
Yeah, a little fried backstrap. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
That's she said, you get the fish and I'll provide the backstrap.
That's it, boy.
Yum.
Yeah. That's a good trade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a real good trade there. Well, let's take another break. We'll get them emails when we come back right after this. Johnny D, what's in that inbox? hello@duckcallroom.com.
It's hard to say after that. Well, here's the one Si brought up earlier.
A man on a giraffe.
No.
What's that?
Oh.
A kid.
Oh.
If anybody's got one of these, please send it so Si can.
Why is that TV so close to the giraffe?
I bet. Because that giraffe's so tall.
I bet that establishment right there, you can still buy cigarettes at the front door in a vending machine.
Yep. Well, that is in Middleburg, Florida, so probably.
Absolutely.
Scott sent that in, and his son saw it and said, I got to ride that like Si would. So.
Yeah, there you go.
Got to get up there where you can hold him
cigarettes
top-notch.
At the front door.
Yeah. Yeah, you can still get you a heater for a roll of quarters up in that joint. I guarantee you. 100%. You walk out of there smelling like pool chalk.
Oh, that got me.
Oh.
I don't know where to go from there because that was funny. Okay, we got a lot of people because it was us four. Thank you, Godwin, that got pedicures.
You're welcome. You ready to go back?
I'll go with you.
But Squirrel from Mayo, Florida. Got to be honest. If your name's Squirrel and you're from Florida, I'm probably going to read your email.
He's the one that owns that establishment that kid was just in.
Yeah.
Or maybe he's got the local cigarette vending machine in his model corner.
That was Giraffe Park instead of Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
He said Squirrel's the one that owns that. Oh, that's funny.
I'm sorry, Squirrel. I don't even know.
Well, Squirrel decided to take the plunge. His girlfriend been wanting him to get a pedicure. He saw us do it.
He went. Send us a picture, Squirrel.
Where you doesn't have a picture.
It didn't happen.
Did you enjoy it? I guarantee you the answer is yes.
He said it was actually fantastic.
Oh,
yeah. There you go.
It was fantastic.
If you can go sit in that chair for 40 minutes and not leave there relaxed, there is something wrong with you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't care if your name is for it.
Hey, because the massage for your legs and feet was wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay. And you actually, you get your toenails trimmed.
Yeah. Now, the foot stuff is
cleaned,
what it is.
And cleaned. Okay, now some of you may not want to put paint on it. Yeah. Hey, I like paint.
That leads us into our next email.
Well, go ahead.
It doesn't have anything to do with Squirrel.
That's right. Now we're going to rabbits.
Anthony, I don't know if Anthony
maybe
owns
a cougar or two. Buckle up, we're back.
We're back on them cougars, boys.
Hey, I love cougars.
Yeah. Hey, don't break your mic again. Stop it. Where are we at? Anthony. Anthony from
Sabetha, maybe Kansas.
Yeah, sure.
Sure. Sabetha, Kansas. He's mad at me because I said I would never paint my toenails, apparently. And he said, I need to man up because his daughter, who's named Charlotte, which Lottie isn't, ours is just Lottie, but a lot of people Charlotte call Lottie. So our daughters have the same name. And he said, I'm 6'3", 240. And when my daughter says I'm painting your toenails, if my daughter wants to paint my toenails, I will allow.
Yes.
I'm just not going to go to an establishment with Martin and Godwin and have my toenails painted.
Well,
if I need to clarify that.
If your daughter offers to paint your toenails, she's going to be sorely disappointed in just how little a toenail you got. Yeah.
Stop it.
She's going to have way too much paint.
Yeah. You're going to be peeling that paint off some skin.
She said, this thing's going to last years.
Yeah. Your little Debbie girl.
Okay. He keeps reading ahead, but I love it.
Well, hey, I'm just saying, hey, with Daddy's little girl. Hey.
Now, this is a different email.
I had a daughter.
Did she paint your toenails?
My daughter could do whatever she wanted to
mine
do.
Too. There's plenty of pictures of my nieces with makeup on me. I don't care.
Yeah.
Because to be for real, low key, it's like relaxing.
Me and my daughter
like
used to have.
They're sitting there like playing with your beard hair. You're like, ah.
I watch more fancy.
Yeah, y'all paint me whatever you want to. I don't care.
I did it on the TV show for crying out loud.
Yep.
Yeah, well, I would do it for my niece. Well, you
I just need to clear that up.
Oh, pipe down. You's getting paid. I know what you'll do for money.
What are you trying to say,
everybody? I don't know.
I'm kidding.
Hey, for a laugh, I'll do anything.
Absolutely. Yep. I know you will.
We're just trying to bring a smile to people.
Which is why we're all sitting here talking about makeup and toenail polish. And
hey.
What? Hey.
I've had many a tea party with my daughter.
Oh, I would, too.
Okay.
We watch a lot of Fancy Nancy.
Fancy Nancy?
Fancy Nancy.
Fancy Nancy.
I can't remember what me and Joe Hunter did.
Hopefully it wasn't fancy.
Been too long.
But I'll watch it tonight. Anyway, we finally hit the big time.
What'd we do?
We have done it.
What'd we do?
Sierra lives in Tennessee.
Okay.
She is a Little Debbie distributor.
Uh-oh. Little Debbie distributor.
What's up, Sierra?
Has now said she is here to meet our needs as our personal Little Debbie person.
That's
we have a personal... I forgot Godwin's here. Godwin, we're going to get through this. But once we've...
Godwin.
We need to come out with a sugar-free...
You could be the face of Little Debbie.
That's right. For a sugar-free Christmas tree.
That's right.
It's got a ring to it.
Sugar-free Christmas tree.
There you go. Okay.
Don't send those to Godwin. Send me the OGs.
Anyway.
Send us the regular ones.
We officially have a phone number to call for all things. Uh-oh. Well, an email.
Sierra.
We have the inn at Little Debbie.
Sierra, thank you for doing God's work.
Yeah,
man, that's awesome.
Just out there just doing things.
We're going to get to meet Little Debbie.
Or Little Sierra 1, I'm not sure which.
Yeah, I don't even care. What part of Tennessee is she from?
Oh,
man, our inbox is full of folks from that long state.
I was just up
there. We big up in there.
We was just there.
I don't care who you say.
Yeah, we was in Memphis, or not Memphis, but
I can't remember. Yeah. I remember seeing a lot
Somerville.
Of beside the road.
Somerville, that's where
Somerville.
We were. Somerville, Tennessee.
Look, Las Casas, Tennessee.
Las Casas, oh yeah.
Say that 10 times.
Las Casas, Tennessee, 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 Las Casas, Tennessee.
I'm going to be able to do it.
I'll stop now.
That's around Nashville. I know where that is.
I have no idea.
That's up yonder.
Yeah.
Over there?
That's over there.
Over the hill.
That's up there in a bowl.
Yeah.
That is Middle Tennessee. No, I know all about that. Hey, Sierra, okay. Don't say it if you don't mean it.
Don't say it if you don't mean it.
Yep. What holiday? Right. Oh, we got Easter coming up. They got them little Easter basket cakes. Whoa. Those are fire.
Uh-oh.
Boy.
It ain't quite.
I like them solid rabbit.
And they like
solid chocolate rabbits. You put it in the freezer, get it real cold. And
that ain't
like,
Little Debbie.
And then you.
Crunchy.
No, that's like Russell's.
That's
stove.
Crunchy.
Yeah.
That's a gar.
Well, that's Easter.
Yeah.
You don't like that hard chocolate?
No, at Easter. At Easter, I want the original Reese egg.
Amen.
Well, that too.
That was the first shape.
And amen.
That was my first Easter love was the Reese egg.
Well, that's the one you get for dessert.
That
well, what are you doing with that chocolate? What you doing with that rabbit?
That starts off a rabbit. A
and now snack. We know why you rabbit can't have little Debbie. Yeah, that's why we have a little Debbie girl and you don't.
That's a snack, boy.
I guess so. Too many sweet.
Too many sweet.
Oh,
I hate holidays.
This has been a wild one. Shall I send us out of here?
Please do.
All right. Well,
I'm tired of laughing.
We're on Zacchaeus, because why not? We went there. I'm
fell
staying
out
there.
Of a tree.
Luke 19, Jesus is passing through Jericho. Skip ahead a little bit. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today. So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, he's gone to be the guest of a sinner. But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay it back four times over. Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is the son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. A lot of us are like Zacchaeus. We're not perfect. And a lot of people are sitting there like, I got to get my act together before I become a Christian. Or
I know it.
Jesus is looking at you if you're hiding up in a tree saying, I'm ready. All you got to do is come follow me.
Yep. Man, that'd be tight, though.
It ain't like you break your arm and then wait till you heal up to go to the doctor.
Yes, sir.
That'd be tight, though. Just imagine, like, Jesus said, I'm coming to stay at your house.
Yeah, get over here.
That's tight.
That's big time.
That's big
time. Not many people got to say that.
No, we'd have a pizza party.
Amen. Call Johnny, baby.
All right, we'll see y'all next time right here in the Duck Call Room. We're out.
We gone.